is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now here is your host. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 7 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, and of course by our host, Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
Well, everybody, good morning.
Coach, I have decided that I want to start off the show tonight a little differently than what we normally start off. So I want to pose a question to the audience. Can anybody tell me what time Bullock Academy kicks off Friday? Anybody know? Oh, that's right, they're not.
Yeah, sometime next year. So,
7 o'clock
next September.
There you go.
Well, Coach, congratulations. A big win, 34-27. Frederica goes to Statesboro, knocks off the hated Bullock Academy Gators, and advances to the Final Four in the GISA playoffs.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting for our kids. It's our fourth one in 8 years, so we've kind of grew accustomed to getting to the Final Four. And we've been in 8 years. We've been there, I think, five, and then in year nine, we've been five of the last nine. So, you know, we're kind of setting that precedent that we're one of those teams that get there quite frequently.
And the first round matchup that you had against Bullock Academy, of course, was not an easy matchup for a first round game. You guys are a 6 seed. They were a 3 seed. A lot of history between the two programs in the short history of Frederica. And, you know, we talked last week about how mentally tough your kids are. Another testament to how not just mentally tough, but physically tough they are to go up to Statesboro and knock off that football team in the playoffs at home, because that is a good football team.
Yeah, they're a really good team. They got a lot of playmakers, really good football team. They play really good defense, and they're explosive on offense. And I thought our kids did a really good job Friday night, just going out there and executing, and did a really good job. It's a hard place to play too, but you know, we hung in there and did enough to do what we needed to do, and I thought we got out of there with the win. That's all you can do in the playoffs, is get out of there with the win, and that's the biggest key, get the win and get ready for the next one. And that's what the kids, they got it, and it was a challenge. We made it a little interesting for all of us. You know, we go up 34-19 and then give up a big long pass. So, but we answered the call, and you know, we handled it right there on our onside kick and got the ball and got the run out the clock, because we had to get a first down or two, and we did. And that just tells you that kids, they're mentally tough. They show up and they play hard.
A physical football game as well, Coach. Talk about the kids after the football game. How are we physically? Any injuries? What do we look like?
And we got a few guys nicked up, beat up, but we're not missing anybody. You know, I think right now we got some guys got a few minor injuries, and hopefully they'll be good to go on Friday night. Nobody major right now, so maybe we'll heal up a little bit more tomorrow and then be full steam ahead on Friday.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, a long bus ride back home from Statesboro. Want to ask you the question about the celebration of your kids on the bus, the mindset of your kids, and just that scene as a whole.
You know, I think it was, you know, I think, one, the pressure, once you win and you're done, the pressure's off your shoulders, so you have a good time. But I tell you what, I laughed about it, because as soon as it's over with, somebody said, "Well, Coach, you didn't look like you were." I said, "As soon as we win, already flipped the page, want to know who we're going to go play next. But, you know, I think for the kids, you know, they enjoyed it, and they needed to up until Sunday. And then they came in on Monday ready to go. You know, a lot of them had already started watching some film on Tipped Area, started prepping. So, you know, they do their homework, quite a few of them do, and they get ready. So it's a mindset. You know, the scene, you know, I think everybody was really excited. We won, and we were happy, but we also know what lies in front of us. You know, and I've told them before, you got 48 minutes to play to earn them next 48 minutes. So, you know, we got to go out and take care of those 48 minutes, and if we win it, then we get another chance to play for a state championship. But we can take care of that 48 minutes, then we'll have won two state championships in 3 years, which is a pretty good testament to our kids.
And the job that you've done with this program as well.
It's the kids that come out and play hard. We just put them in the spots, and they go and execute. Hopefully we can pull off the win, you know. So that's what I'm hoping.
Coach, is there any extra vindication in that win Friday night? I know it's a playoff game. I know it advances you to the Final Four. But this is a rivalry game. These guys had beaten you earlier in the year. And then you've got to go back up there and play again. And then you win, and it's a playoff game, and you knock them out of the playoffs. Do you feel any extra vindication for a coach?
Yeah, I think it's always good to get that win. You know, and the big thing is you beat them in the playoffs, you know, because essentially going through the season, that loss didn't hurt us in the region anyway. We all finished 3-1 anyway, so it wasn't like we dropped down or anything else. It did keep us from being ranked third or whatever, but oh well. We went and took care of business, and we're playing at home anyway. So the situation is taking place. So we're doing a pretty good job, and we're going to continue to go out there and take care of it. But, you know, for us, I think it was big for the kids more than it was anybody else, you know, to get vindication against those guys and know that they had some bragging rights for a whole year.
I asked you about the scene after the win and the ride home. What I didn't ask you about that I wanted to is right after the game's over, of course, typically you gather your players and you talk to them after the game. Huge win, big rival, playoffs, advancing to the Final Four yet again. You gather your players up there on the field in Statesboro. You gather them around you and you say what?
We earned 48 more minutes. You know, we did a good job. And I told them I thought we made a few mistakes, but we made enough big plays to cancel out their big plays. And I thought our kids played really hard. I was proud of them. And then, you know, they have an opportunity now. And that's what I told them. You have another opportunity to go play for another state championship. So come to work next week, be ready to go. And they have. Our kids have come out there, and they're going to be prepared. They're working hard. You know, the key for us this week is the same as it was last week. Don't give up any big plays on defense. You know, don't turn the ball over and be efficient on offense. And if we do that, we have a chance to be playing and making.
Did Bullitt try to do anything differently than they did in the first game of the year?
Not much. They just going to run right at us. They did run a little bit of a dive read with the quarterback, and that caught us off guard a little bit, and ran a little speed option on the weak side. But other than that, that was about it. It caught us off guard for a little bit, but we adjusted. I thought the kids did a good job. They adjusted and continued to play and, you know, gave up a couple plays here and there. But overall, you know, the kids do a great job on the fly. When you got 27 kids and a lot of them can't come off the field, there's nobody on the sideline huddle with us, you know, over there saying, "Coach, we're getting this every time." I'm having to listen in the headphone and make an adjustment while we're walking either kickoff or punt, or we're swapping the offense to defense. That's how we make an adjustment. So we're making adjustments on the fly, and our kids did a really good job of that, and they always do. So to make adjustments and continue to play as hard as they do, they did a really good job.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your proud home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Knights!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Coach, like you said, you win the game, turn the page. You've earned another 48 minutes. That 48 minutes comes against Tift Area, a team that you fell to earlier in the season. Talk about that first game with Tift Area.
Well, they're big up front. They've got a really good offensive line, good defensive line. They play good. I mean, they're really well coached. Coach Soliday does a great job over there. This is his third Final Four, so it's not like he's a stranger to it. And I think he's only been there 3 or 4 years. He kind of took over the program, and he inherited a lot of really good players the first couple of years with the Massey kid and all those guys. But, you know, he was 7 points away from playing us in the state championship that first year, which I mean is they were undefeated, and John Millich upset them over there. So he does a really good job. They're going to be they run a variety of things on offense. They go from the eye to spread to doing all kinds of things. So we're going to have our work cut out for us all night long. They've got some athletes on the edge. They do a good job of throwing the ball. Number two, the quarterback, he is really versatile. He does a lot of really good things. He can run and throw. We're going to have our hands full. I mean, we're going to have to come out and play really solid defense and hopefully contain him. Like I said, if we don't give up any big plays for touchdowns, we have a chance to be right there in the middle of it. And so offensively, we're going to have to control the ball and we're going to have to be efficient at the same time. So it's going to be a real challenge because it's good coaching staff, it's a good group of kids. They play hard. Same thing here. It's almost a mirror image of things that we do. We do a lot of similar things.
Coach, you played them earlier in the year, and you and I had the conversation. I think that we kind of caught them when they were full strength, and then they ran into some injury problems. How healthy are they right now?
Well, they're about back to full strength from what I can tell. I think they may have maybe one kid hurt, number 22. I don't know if he's back or not this week, but it looked like they had everybody back and full go against Pinewood. So we're catching back up to them when they're back healthy. So we're going to get their best. I mean, that's and you wouldn't want it any other way. So, you know, they went into Pinewood, and then they beat Pinewood 28-7 over there. And, I know Mick wasn't playing for Pinewood, but still it's hard to go to Pinewood and win, even one of the better players is hurt. So, you know, give them credit. They're going to come in here, and they feel like they can knock us off if they got a chance to go to the state championship. And we should have the same mentality. We go in here and knock them off and go to the state championship. So both teams are going to play hard, and it's going to be a fun game. Who makes the least mistakes and who can make the plays? So that's what it's going to boil down to.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I'm a big fan of irony, and here is the irony in this situation. You don't get a higher seed because the tiebreaker that the GISA decided to use was common opponent, which ended up being Tift Area. And so you get a 6 seed instead of maybe a 2 or a 3, and now here you are being a 6 seed at home hosting Tift Area.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, looking at it, when we first looked at the bracket, we felt pretty good about it. We even talked about it here. We felt like we may, we wanted to be at home, but overall we still got a pretty good draw, and so once you got looking at it, I thought, you know, it could happen. Tifts could beat Pinewood. Watching them on film, I knew they had the capability to beat them. And Pinewood missing Mick was a big blow to their offense over there. So once we got playing, and then I think they finished the game before we did. Everybody kind of knew who had won before our game was even over with. So I got people coming up to me, Coach, we're at home. We're going to be at home. We're playing at home with Tift area, beat Pinewood. So, you know, the irony of it is we still got to go play the game. It doesn't matter who they put out there for us, 48 minutes. You know, we just got to go out there and execute. And hopefully, you know, we can make enough plays to win the game, and they won't make that many plays. So it's going to be a challenge, but I think it's fun. It's better to play at home than it is to get on the road at this time of year. You know, I'm really excited to play at our place instead of having to travel all the way over there and take that 2.5-hour bus ride.
So, Coach, you've got your kids at home this week against, what are they, 8-7, their ranking?
They were seven? Yeah.
Okay, so you've got your team at home against the 7th-ranked Tift area. Have your kids, or do you think that your kids have computed yet that on the other side of that game with a win is a trip to Mercer?
I think we know it's there, but we don't really talk about it. It's not you can't talk about the state championship until you actually win that game. And that 48 minutes is – we got to worry about our 48 minutes, take care of that, and then we'll talk about state championship. We'll do that next Wednesday if we win this Friday. That's the key. We can sit and talk about it all we want to there. But, you know, the biggest thing is stay focused and take care of this 48 minutes right here in the B-tipped area and do our job. Play to our best ability and go out and execute like these guys know how to. And if we do that, I think we have a really good chance to play for an unstate championship.
What are you looking for from Tift area? Last week we talked about that you thought that Bullock might do a couple of things different than the first time you played them. You thinking the same thing about Tift area?
Tift, I think, is going to rely heavy on their quarterback. He can run it and he can throw it pretty good. Number 30 is a really good skilled wide receiver at the wide receiver position. I don't think that they can change it up much more. He does so much stuff. I mean, the only thing he could really do is get in the single wing or the wishbone. That's the only two formations I've not really seen him get in right now. So he does a lot of different things. You have to prepare for a lot of things for Coach Saladin on offense. And I think defensively they're going to come at us probably in blitz, try to create chaos up front. They're not going to set back and let Jordan and the offensive line find the keys and then let Thomas just sit and pick on them. They're going to blitz, and so what we're going to do is we've got a few wrinkles to go in there and do some stuff to try to slow down the blitz and kind of draw it out pretty even.
When I mentioned earlier that you guys lost to them in the regular season, one thing I've left out is that it was a 3-point loss. It was a 21-18 loss, and if memory serves me correctly, the game was up in the air right there at the end.
Yeah, we were ahead 10-6 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and I called a stupid fake punt for 4th and 14. Bonehead call, it was one of the stupid calls, yeah. I've made, but we called it, and I actually thought it was 4th and 4 when I looked at the chains. I looked all the way down at the far side, so that was the reason it got called. But they got the ball and made a play. It was 3rd down and I think about 7, and they hit a backside seam route on us and scored and made it 13-10. And then on the ensuing kickoff, we fumbled the kickoff return, and then they got the ball there. And we had a 3rd and 9 on it, and they hit a screen play on us and got down inside the goal line. And on 4th down, we held them 3 plays in a row on the goal line at 1-yard line, and then they threw a little slip right out to the tight end, and we were just about a foot away from batting it down, and they called it. So, and then we drove right back down the field and scored and just didn't get the onside kick. So, you know, it was a pretty equal game except for that stupid mistake I made.
All right. We will be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. or 912-996-5820. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Knights!
Welcome back to the Prairie Creek Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. All right, Coach, I know that you're focused on Tift area, 6-4 football team, by the way. Of course, we mentioned some of those losses. They weren't at full strength.
Right. They had a bunch of kids out on a couple of those losses. So I throw that record out. They're a lot better than 6-4.
Fair enough. On the other side of the bracket, you've got undefeated John Millis taking on Westfield, who is 7-2-1. I know you're focused on your game. Have you looked at that game at all and in your mind kind of thought, I think this game will go this way?
Not really. I think John Millage is still the team to beat. So, you know, I think we're all going to try to play them. You know, everybody said that from the beginning of the year. Again, their last loss, John Millage's last loss, is when they lost to us in the state championship 2 years ago. So he's only had one loss in the last 3 years, and that was us beating them over to make it. So they're a pretty good football team.
That is pretty impressive. Another thing is that if you guys do get by Tift area, it'll be the first time in the playoffs that you've seen somebody that you haven't seen before.
It will, yeah. We play a lot of people. It seems like we repeat a lot of that. But, yeah, and, of course, I honestly, I've seen them on film. I've seen John Millage on film maybe once or twice against some other teams, but it's been about it. I haven't really focused on that. Been really, really burning my eyes up watching Tift area over and over again. So we've got a lot of hours in on Tift area. But I think that for us, you know, our point is to stay focused on this Friday and get ready, because I feel like we got a good chance to go out, and if we execute well, we got a good chance to advance. But we're going to have to play good.
What's the mentality for the kids been like at practice? How has practice been this week?
I thought practice has been pretty focused. I think the kids have been really focused on what we've been trying to do. Hardest thing is trying to come over the weather right now. It's so cold outside for us. You know, generally we're not used to that being this cold, but these last couple of nights have been pretty cold. So trying to stay warm and everybody trying to get work in and do that. Having to go a little longer than what we'd like to, but we got to get everything in, make sure we got everything covered. So I think the kids have done a good job staying focused. We might slip with our focus a little bit at the end, but for the most part, they've done a good job being dialed in and trying to make sure we've got everything covered and that they know what they need to do on Friday night.
How much of an advantage do you think it presents to you guys for having the game here under the Oaks, or as I like to say, the Bloody Marsh, but nobody wants to catch me on that nickname of the field?
I think it plays a huge advantage for us not to have to travel at this point, because you got to start thinking, we've traveled to Pinewood, we've traveled to Bullock, you know, we played up there twice, we had to play Pinewood there, we've been to Tift, we've been to Valwood. The friendly confines of not having to get on that bus and ride, it usually takes you a good quarter to get going, and hopefully we'll get going as soon as we kick off. And, I don't really look at it a lot, but we're 5-0 at home this year, so, you know, that home field advantage right now is in our advantage, let's put it that way, from what we've done this year. We've been really good at home, so hopefully we continue to be really good at home.
Well, you've been good at home. You've also been good on the road, but you did take that out of my mouth. That was the next thing I was going to say. 5-0, undefeated this year at home. What do the kids think about coming into that game, knowing they're undefeated at home, does that help with their confidence?
I'll be honest. I don't even know if our kids knew we were undefeated at home. I hadn't even said anything to them, but I'm sure some of them looked at it and thought about it. But for the most part, I think it's just it'll be fun to have a big home crowd behind them. Yeah, you know, and I think that becomes an advantage when you can get a home crowd that's yelling and screaming for you, and you don't have to go on the road, and you're not in enemy territory, and all that stuff. So for us, just having the home crowd and not having to travel, you get to continue your normal. So you know, you get your after school, your pregame meal, and everybody does their thing, and then we get to go sit around while they're having to ride the bus and get over here. We get to relax and just kind of focus on what we need to do and get dialed in.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you mentioned about things getting, when you're on the road, and you come into a place, taking about a quarter to get going. What do you think that is?
I just think you just have to get your legs going. It's something about riding on a bus, you know, and then trying to get off and get ready to go. You're scrambling around to get everybody ready, and the kids are trying to get taped and all that stuff, and it doesn't give you a chance to relax and kind of take your time and get ready. I just think it's something you're hurried, you know, and it's just the travel. No one likes to travel. You get a little stiff riding the bus and everything, so it's just one of those things. I think it plays a huge advantage for us, and I don't know their record home and away. I know they lost at least one game to Pinewood at home, but they may have lost. They may not be as good on the road. From what I can tell, I haven't really looked it up. I think they might have been 4-1 at home and maybe 1-4 or 1-3 on the road or something like that. So I'm not real sure.
They don't have a winning record on the road.
Yeah. So, you know, they don't. Maybe they don't travel well either. So. Maybe that's to our advantage. So I'm hoping that plays a huge role too for us.
Coach, a little bit on a lighter note. Obviously, Thanksgiving was last week. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone that had Thanksgiving. And so because Thanksgiving was last week, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch didn't have a show.
Yeah.
We took the week off. I was in Atlanta. Kip was in Covington, so we didn't have a show. Thus, we didn't have rankings last week. However, I did do them. We just didn't have a radio show to announce what they were. I thought about doing it on Facebook and then changed my mind. But what I wanted to tell you was...
We're not in it, please. Don't put us in it. Don't jinx us now. Just keep us out.
Frederica made the rankings.
Oh, God.
The Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings this past week. They finally, like you didn't deserve to be in, you did. You got in. And so you were ranked in the top 10.
Okay, good. Don't tell us. I don't want to know what it is. Let's us finish, and then we'll find out later on. So, yeah. You got people over there all making faces, so just let that go. We don't need any more. We don't need rankings.
I was really disappointed. Your wife actually came up here earlier, and I was telling her this, and she was like, I don't care.
It's went from toilet paper in your house to putting baloney in your car to now she doesn't even care, right?
A little bipolar.
Yeah. Yeah. No, give her a lot of credit. Not a little.
I'm only joking, of course. Well, Coach, that's going to do it for us. Again, good luck Friday night. I actually will be there under the oaks watching the game for you guys, and I'm going to dress a lot warmer than what I'm dressed right now. And good luck, and go Knights, of course. Any last words?
Now, just everybody come out and support these guys. They've played great all year, and, you know, the more people we can get out there and cheer them on, the better.
I lied. I have one more question.
Gotcha.
With it being a playoff game with a state championship on the line, possibly, with this weird year that we're in, is there any attendance restrictions at the game?
You have to order your tickets online on with the website at school, and I can in advance. Yeah, so I think that's it. I don't know what the restrictions are, if they put any on it, or if you just have to order tickets. I'm not sure if they're limiting anybody or not. I didn't ask. I told them everybody to come get out there and support the kids.
Thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derrick Show. For Coach Derrick and Becky Derrick, I'm Jason Bishop, signing off.